USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Climate activists protested at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. About 75 activists with the group Climate Defiance tried to block the entrance to the Washington Hilton. The group says they're protesting what they call President Biden's broken promises regarding fossil fuel projects. They want to see an end to fossil fuels being extracted from federal lands. The president addressing freedom of the press.
The free press is a pillar, maybe the pillar, of free society, not the enemy.
Regulators are exploring options for the latest financial institution in crisis.
Reports say the FDIC is seeking bidders to take over San Francisco-based First Republic Bank. Justin Walters, an economic professor at the University of Michigan, told CNN that First Republic caters primarily to wealthy customers.
And that means if people get a little bit nervous, they start to pull money out, and that means that they can be caught without enough cash in the vault.
J.P. Morgan Chase and PNC are in the running to assume ownership, and CNBC reports that could happen within days. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Meanwhile, the U.S. may have more time than originally thought before it defaults on its debts.
With tax day passing just a few weeks ago, the federal government says there's been an influx of tax money, and that's reduced the fears of the U.S. defaulting on its debts as early as June if the debt ceiling isn't raised. A new report from Goldman Sachs and Oxford Economics says the Treasury Department now should be able to continue to pay the nation's bills until the end of July. That gives lawmakers a little more time to come up with a plan to raise the debt ceiling. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. Army has identified the three soldiers who died in a helicopter crash when theirs collided with another helicopter south of Fairbanks, Alaska last week. 39-year-old Christopher Aramo of New York, 28-year-old Kyle McKenna of Colorado, and 32-year-old Stuart Waymont of Utah lost their lives. This is USA News.
Yes, it's that time again. Time for the annual spring sale at Wagon Save with unique products for your pups and cats, all your furry friends, and up to 70% off. Shop at wag, save.com. That's wag, save.com. Wagon Save offers fast two-day delivery on most products. Shop fancy treats for your pets at wagonsave.com. That's wag, save.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
A manhunt is underway in Texas after authorities say a man shot and killed five of his neighbors after they asked him to stop shooting a rifle in his front yard because their baby was sleeping. Authorities say 38-year-old Francisco Oropesa could be anywhere now. The FBI considers him armed and dangerous. The civil rape trial involving former President Trump resumes tomorrow.
E. Jean Carroll, who's suing Trump, was on the witness stand Thursday and was cross-examined by Trump's lawyer, who grilled her about why she didn't scream during the alleged assault in a New York City department store dressing room. After numerous questions about it, Carroll said, "He raped me whether I screamed or not." Trump's lawyers are suggesting the 79-year-old writer came forward over 20 years after the incident she said occurred in order to sell more copies of her 2019 memoir.
That's Lisa G reporting. General Mills is issuing a recall for some of its bags of gold medal flour. The FDA says a possible presence of salmonella in several batches of flour has prompted the voluntary recall. So much for a relaxing game of golf.
Two foursomes began fighting at Cleveland Heights Golf Course in Lakeland, Florida. Members of one group started yelling at the other because they were playing too slow. But the foursome being yelled at said it wasn't their fault, it was the group in front of them. That's when fists started to fly. Some legs, too. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.